Well, we always know that Bendigo is a welcoming city, but now it's officially recognised as such as we say good morning to the CEO, Craig Neiman. Craig, good morning to you. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Robert. How are you?
Yeah, very well. So this Welcoming City Award or accreditation, tell us about that.
So it's come from the Welcoming Cities Australia Network. So that's an organisation that supports all cities, all communities across Australia in becoming more welcoming to all different types of people that want to come and live and work and visit their communities. We've been doing a lot of work in cultural diversity and social inclusion and trying to make sure that our community is ready, willing and able to welcome people to the Greater Bendigo area through a plan, but also lots of actions that have come out of that plan. Through a process, we've been acknowledged and recognised as an advanced welcoming city, in fact, Robbo. So not just the starting point, but we're well into the road of becoming what I understand is the first in Australia to become a municipality that's been recognised as a welcoming city. So really pleased and proud that the work that we've been doing as a city of Greater Bendigo, but a lot of other community organisations that assist people in our community feel welcome when they arrive here. From different nationalities, different cultures, help them get to know Bendigo, help them to understand how it works and get them engaged in different activities in the community.
Yeah.
That's been a really good exercise. And so lots of people have contributed to this. It's not just a City Greater Bendigo outcome, but as a community, as a Greater Bendigo community, we should be very proud that we're recognised as being very welcoming.
Mate, you welcome anyone. I mean, you welcome me. Buddy old nomad from buddy Ireland coming back in, and
We should.
It's been fantastic. So, well done. I mean, there were those couple of checks that I had to do, and the electronic bracelet around the ankle.
Well, you're
still
here.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. I'm not allowed to leave. Now, talking of different cultures as well, even within our own culture, NAIDOC Week. That's always a big week.
Yeah, and this fits with Welcoming City too, Robbo. So NAIDOC Week is this week. We had a ceremony, a little bit different ceremony on Monday where there was probably 10 of us there to commence NAIDOC Week and to really, really ask the community to continue on our path of reconciliation with our Aboriginal community. 65,000 years of occupation of this country, Robbo. So we've got to recognise that and we've got to make sure that we engage with them and work well with them in everything that we do. And they're part of our community, we're part of their community. So I had the opportunity to launch our reconciliation plan, the City of Greater Bendigo Reconciliation Plan, which again is a document that helps us work with all different agencies and organisations to improve the relationship, help our Aboriginal community be stronger and to be employed, to do work in our community and for us to learn more about their culture and how they lived in this region for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. Now, councillor update, of course, new councillors now. You've got a few you've got to whip into shape, mate.
The declaration was last Friday of the result. Should say, Robbo, 86% voter turnout, so 86% of our community voted, which is up 10% from the 2016 council election. So
that's great.
A really good outcome. Yeah,
it is. And conversely, with that then, the 14% who get fined, who gets that dough? You or does that go to the VEC?
It does come to the city, but it takes a little bit of time to get that. But there's a whole process to go through. But
so it's a win-win.
So four existing councillors re-elected and five new. So we've got Councillor O'Rourke, Councillor Penner and Councillor Evans at the Epilock Ward, Councillor Fife, Councillor Alden and Councillor Williams in the Lockwood Ward, and Councillor Metcalf, Councillor Fagg and Councillor Sloan in the Whipstick Ward. So they were sworn in officially as councillors on Tuesday evening, so they can wear that badge as a councillor. We'll have some conversations and induction with them over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
They'll elect a mayor later next week, and then we'll get into business in terms of helping them make the decisions on getting them to make decisions on behalf of the Greater Bendigo community.
And finally, and fairly quickly, while we were talking about councillors, two young people encouraged to join the Youth Council.
Yeah, we've had a youth council for a couple of years, and it's been a really great initiative, and the young people that have been on that youth council have been really engaged and really wanting to contribute to the city's strategies, plans, the things that we look at as a council. So we throw them across to the youth council and they give us some fantastic input. We're looking for up to 18 local young people aged 14 to 22 to participate. There's applications close on Sunday the 6th of December. So all the sort of positions are open. The existing ones can re-nominate, of course. Great opportunity for young people to have a think and look at how democracy works, how councils work, and how they can contribute to what's important to them in our community.
Yeah, awesome. Craig, as always, great to chat. Have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thanks very much, Robert.